This is Earth and Sky. Since the 1950s, scientists have measured an increase in carbon dioxide, or CO2, in the air.
Most climate scientists agree that this CO2 is creating a warmer Earth. People speak of natural systems that help remove CO2 from the air. A study published in July estimated that half the carbon dioxide produced by burning fossil fuels has ended up in the oceans.
When carbon dioxide in the air combines with seawater, it forms carbonic acid. More CO2 in the air makes more carbonic acid in the ocean. That in turn makes surface waters less effective at taking in CO2. It's like flypaper. When you use it a lot, it gets less sticky. Also, warm seawater holds less CO2 than cold seawater. So as Earth continues to warm, the oceans will be less able to absorb CO2. Scott Doney is a marine chemist at Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution.
The oceans are not going to solve our CO2 problem for us. They're going to help. They take up some of the CO2, but not enough. CO2 will continue to build up in the atmosphere, and the best evidence suggests that's going to have important and significant climate impacts.
And as the oceans become more acidic, ocean life is being affected. More next time. Our thanks to the Camille and Henry Dreyfus Foundation, dedicated to advancing research and education in the chemical sciences. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.